welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. Here's what we have in store for you on this June 4th, 2013 edition.
Tonight, we shine the light on the blatant violation of the Logan Act as Bilderberg is underway. And Ted Cruz argues for abolishing the overreaching IRS. Then, arguing against a low-level fine sends these public servants into a brutal rampage. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. And for our top story tonight, we have some Bilderberg news. Headline, no-fly zone enacted over Bilderberg meeting. Police in the Hertfordshire have enacted a no-fly zone over this weekend's Bilderberg meeting at the Grove Hotel in Watford, claiming that they did not previously publicly acknowledge that the event was taking place so as not to attract terrorists, you know, like Henry Kissinger and other international war criminals that have warrants out for them. But though I guess those aren't the type of terrorists that they're anticipating there going back. While Watford Chief Inspector Nick Cavanaugh said, there is no information regarding a terrorism threat, he added. However, we must be recognizing that there are a number of high-profile people involved at this event. And so he's saying, you know, we don't have any official evidence that something's going to actually happen, but we are very concerned because we have many important people here, just like, you know, the previously mentioned Henry Kissinger. And it reminds me of another article we did, I guess, about a year ago, last year's Bilderberg. Agent provocateur at Bilderberg 2012 tried to set up protesters with a fake bomb threat. Now, we're not going to play this video, but you can go to this page and watch these videos for yourself. We have those guys as well as Jason Burmis right there below saying he was approached by an agent provocateur saying, hey, man, you want to blow up the Bilderberg meeting? He said, no, bro, I'm not here to blow up any meeting. I'm just here to cover what's going on. So, that's what I'd be concerned about if I was the police in that, you know, part of town. Is there going to be some type of provocateur events going on? And for more Bilderberg coverage, we have these videos from Alex. He's out there in the UK along with Paul Joseph Watson, Leanne McAdoo, and I believe Richard Reeves also. So here's Alex breaking down what's going on. You're going to see a lot of that transhumanist stuff that's going on out there, how they're being chased out of hotels. I shouldn't say chased out, kicked out of hotels, and so on and so forth. So for that, we go to Alex.
Alex Jones here at the historic Grove Hotel and Estate outside of Watford, England, just northwest of London. This is historic because there are dozens and dozens of mainstream news articles in the U.S., but also here in England and in the continent of Europe covering Bilderberg and the fact that they are making secret deals. So now we're getting above the puppets. We're now getting up to the actual puppeteers, the people controlling the marionettes. And that's the debate they've never wanted. And all over this place, you see transhumanist art where climbing out of the primordial ooze is a feminine skeleton with its humanity being melted away and replaced with machine. And that's the same idea of evolution and primitive creatures coming out of the ocean and then evolving. And the transhumanists have said that they are going to get rid of humanity as we know it, and that the global masters will attain basically immortality by merging with machines. Now, whether that's true or not, I'm not the one saying it. They're saying it. They believe they control our destiny, and that we don't even count while we watch Dancing with the Stars and Queen Elizabeth II and, you know, all this mindless garbage. That is meant to steal our reality. It's meant to keep us in a very small little box. And if you don't know your environment, you are a slave. If you don't have information, you are a slave. But just look at this transhumanist art right here. And again, the water is boiling away the human flesh and being replaced, the humanity, with the machine. And this is the type of art that you see all over this place. And this is historic. The most important thing is for you, if you live in Europe or the UK, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, you name it, to come here. Next Saturday, probably the best day to shoot for. But if you can't, come on Friday. Come on Thursday. I'm here. It's Monday evening. They canceled our reservations here. They won't let us be here because, you know, we're a threat. The press is a threat to these people. But we're still here, able to get this footage. They threw the guys out yesterday, but we've come back on to document what's happening. And the idea that we're the bad guys, we're the dangerous guys, when these globalists are the ones that have the criminal history, is just ridiculous. And so numbers are important. We're looking at thousands of people coming from just London alone, that is a city of 7, 8, 9 million people just south of here. And David Icke can get 6,000-7,000 people out himself. He's arriving Friday. I'm going to interview him on my radio show, and we're going to give a speech. We don't know where we're going to give a speech yet because they won't give the permit for a public meeting. Talk about North Korea. Just amazing. So this is going to be historical. Be part of this historic event as the shadow government is exposed. Leanne, what do you make of all this? I mean, you've been working in InfoWars about 3 months, and now here you are in England.
Yeah, I think this is just incredible. 6 years ago, I never thought I would be here when I was watching Endgame and all these, you know, breaking open the mind. And then here I am with Alex Jones on the property, and just the artwork itself is so telling. This fountain is like, it's like Terminator, and it's exactly what I think when I, you know, think of Google merging with Bilderberg, getting their plan across. This is it. It's like, it's almost if you think of like baptism, when you come up out of the water and you're washed anew. Well, now it's like you're coming up out of the water and you're part machine.
Your humanity is boiling away.
Yeah.
Because notice it's not even anything human left anymore. It's being replaced by machine. It's not even a merger. And that's what they all talk about. This is nothing but eugenics 2.0, 3.0. And Leanne, you hadn't even told me the story when you did the job interview. And of course, you've done a lot of other great media stuff and done music shows and have a degree in journalism from UT. You didn't tell me that 6 years ago, that's when you decided to go back to college to be a journalist, seeing our films.
Yeah, I mean, because everyone told me there was no way I was going to go and do broadcast journalism and actually, you know, talk about, be a muckraking journalist and talk about, you know, the corruption in government. Everyone was like, no, you can't do that because there are six corporations that own the media and that's not going to happen. And then I was watching Endgame and you know, Obama deception and all of these things, and I'm like, I can do this. This is real.
Absolutely. And that's why I wanted you to tell that story, is that people out there watching, just take action, stand against these people, start your own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Make your own film, speak out.
They tell you that it cannot be done and that you cannot go against the system and that, you know, you're owned, but it's not true. Like, there are definitely
Watson.
Ways to.
Absolutely. Watson, come on.
I want to get some footage of this before.
Absolutely. Yeah, to get it before it gets dark. Well, hey, but Leanne, you know, here we are. How historic is it that it's all over the news and that thousands of people are going to show up?
Yeah, I cannot wait. I imagine there's going to be thousands of people here with bullhorns, and like, it's so peaceful and serene right now. I mean, it is like the quintessential.
These are the people. These are the people that set up the euro. These are the people setting up the carbon taxes.
Yeah,
Watson, what do you make of this?
Complete overkill. Ring of steel. It's like they're going to have the hordes beating down the gates to get to Bilderberg.
In fact, I'm going to walk around and shoot a video. They're building a ring of steel over there.
Quite literally, yeah. Building huge barricades everywhere.
And the paper was saying millions of pounds of taxpayer money, so a bunch of globalists can show up like we're evil, that we're going to come cover this. But I thought it didn't exist, Paul.
Right, so at least £2 million in taxpayer money. The MPs, the British MPs that come, are breaking the ministerial code for the House of Commons. The US politicians are breaking the Logan Act. They're committing crimes. And basically, this looks like complete overkill. Obviously, when I came here before, it was all these temporary structures were not here. This is new, this temporary white structure.
So they're building temporary buildings,
yeah,
you name it.
Yeah, none of this is here.
And of course, Google planned the Arab Spring here to put Al-Qaeda in charge. I mean, it's so crazy that now Rand Paul's talking about our government runs Al-Qaeda. There I was talking about that 12 years ago, and then now it's just mainstream news. Watson, what do you make of this transhumanist statue? McAdoo made a great point. I was thinking it's like evolutionary. It's almost like being baptized as the human flesh boils away.
It's like somebody's dead.
I'm just saying, talk closer to the mic.
All right. Yeah, it's like he's got half his flesh hanging off and he's crawling for survival. So it's pretty sick.
Well, if you look at the hips, too, it looks like a woman.
Yeah.
And, again, the skin is boiling off. The humanity is being lost. And if you look closer in the detail, the machinery is replacing it.
Yeah.
See, it's a woman. See the breast?
Yeah, it's a woman. Yeah.
It's a woman.
And a lot of the other sculptures are on a similar theme.
That's right. A lot of the other sculptures have the same theme.
Yeah, it's just like a piece of the human.
Man merging with machine.
But it's not even merging. The human's being boiled away.
Oh, yes. That's Ray Kurzweil's vision, isn't it?
That's right. Come with me, Paul.
This is an important report that we're uploading. You see these juniper trees from Europe? Those are the ones that are in Texas that took over, but they only grow squat there. That's what I'm allergic to, is those trees. Very beautiful, though. Watson, what do you expect to happen?
When?
Once this kicks off Thursday. How many people are you guessing are going to show up here?
Well, people said thousands, but, you know, there's about 800 in Chantilly. I guess it'll probably be about 500 to 800. I
don't you think? Thousands. So you think 500 to 800?
Over the course of 3 days, yeah.
All right, folks, that's another report for Infowars.com/Bilderberg. They do not want this covered. And even if you can't be here in spirit, help promote it on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. The real shadow government, the puppeteers, are being exposed. Infowars.com/Bilderberg.
Now, if you've been watching Infowars.com, Infowars.com/B, you know that Alex and crew have had their reservations at the hotel revoked. But I wouldn't be too sad about that. I wouldn't want to stay in a hotel with that freaky cyborg thing outside anyway. But we'll move on to some other Bilderberg news. Bilderberg security kicks out Alex Jones. Now, this is another video, like I said, another video of discrimination against the press as Alex and crew are kicked out of a restaurant just for apparently no reason.
Hello, gentlemen.
Just say on tape you're kicking me out and I'm letting you pay for dinner. Oh. We're going to have to stay until the cops get here.
Yeah, that's fine. Where we are asking
where
you to
is
meet
Mr.
Today, okay?
No, but I'm not going to let you kick me out of a restaurant and fall full of charges of stealing.
You know that's not going to happen.
Well, okay. Then say that.
We as a hotel are asking you to leave, sir.
But we are leaving. I'm trying to pay for dinner. And you're saying leave without paying, right? Well, it doesn't matter. I got it on tape, so. Yeah. I'm just going to get a photo here. So what are you guys putting together?
Just a fence.
Yeah, I saw the steel grating down there. You guys are working late into the night, huh?
It's all night.
Oh, really? All night? Wow. Well, I'll leave you alone so you can get it done. Have a good one.
Until we're finished.
You guys have a good one.
So you heard Alex say, hey, you guys, you're going to be out here working late. The guy said, we're working all night. Then you heard the other guy said, we're working until this is finished. They're putting up those steel grated fences all around the hotel out there. I'm not exactly sure why they feel they need such security measures. And if you're a new viewer, if Bilderberg is new to you, we have this piece by John Bound breaking down the history of Bilderberg.
Welcome to Bilderberg Exposed, evolution by stealth.
Tonight, we will examine the founders of Bilderberg and its original construct.
Bilderberg was created by the elite powers of the day to bring together approximately 120 to 140 global figures of influence. There are no real members outside of the chairman of the steering committee and a separate advisory board. On the surface, the meetings appear to be a commission of the left-right paradigm, and they claim that global policies are not being proposed. The first meeting in the Bilderberg Group's secretive history was conducted from May 29th to the 31st. In 1954, at the Hotel de Bilderberg in Oosterbeek, a small village in the Netherlands, European movement godfather and Council of Europe founder Joseph Rettinger, along with former documented SS Nazi member Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands and former Prime Minister Paul van Zeeland and corporate magnate Paul Rekens, promoted the Confidential Global Congress. Joseph Rettinger was raised by Polish royalty after his father, the personal legal counsel of a Polish count, died. Joseph Rettinger stayed on as secretary until his death from lung cancer in 1960. Prince Bernhard was forced to step down from his lofty Bilderberg position in the mid-70s when Senator Frank Church identified the Bilderberg Group in the deal of the century, the Lockheed bribery scandal, an illegal government bribery scheme guaranteeing military aircraft contracts to friendly countries. Another major player invited to the table is General Walter Bidel Smith, director of the newly formed CIA. which had been rolled out of the former Office of Strategic Services, and given full national security authorization, making all activities immune to civil and criminal laws. Please continue to join us all week as we document the history of a group that places its far-reaching tentacles across the planet, gradually spawning Operation Gladio and the Trilateral Commission as the elitist Bilderberg agenda evolves by stealth. This is John Bowne with InfoWars Nightly News.
Now that's going to do it for the first portion of our news segment. We had to give Bilderberg its own segment because we have a bunch of Bilderberg news we didn't have time to get to, but we also have some news on the other side. Infowars.com/B is where you need to go to keep up to date with all the latest information. It has the countdown clocks, the Twitter feeds, and all that so far. And you can see it right there on your screen, so be sure to check that out. So stay tuned after this break. We'll be back with more news.
The important thing about the Pro One filter today is that the material we use for removing fluoride and other heavy metals now will remove the latest form of fluoride called hydrofluorosilicic acid. There's no other fluoride reduction filter out there that will remove that type of fluoride. And it's extremely important because today we're hearing more and more cities are using that form of fluoride.
We've been having medication forced on us through the water system for quite a while. Most people don't realize it. Most people don't realize the negative effects of fluoride.
There's a wide range of health effects that are attributed to fluoride.
Bottom line, why should somebody get this new Pro One ProPure filter?
The reason to buy the Pro One, it's an all-in-one filter. It's convenient, easy to use. It doesn't require the add-on fluoride filter. And in addition, this filter removes the latest form of fluoride called hydrofluorosilicic acid.
I'm Darren McBreen, and these are some of the new items that are available now at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power with the new Obama t-shirt. Obama's Joker face on the front and come and take it on the back. It's time to publicly call him out for what he is, a tyrant. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller come and take it t-shirts. And look at that, women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now you can become a micro distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. And if you're tired like I am of you and your family being exposed to polluted drinking water, get the Pro One High Performance Water Filter. It gets rid of all pathogenic bacteria, cysts, fluoride, heavy metals, and numerous other contaminants.
So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the InfoWars Nightly News, or should I say the second half of the news segment. Now to start off here, we have this report from Gigi Arnetta talking about the Google Gestapo.
The Google Gestapo is coming to a city near you. That's right. Right now, they are marching across Europe between Lithuania, Britain, even Greece. Google Street View and the local tax authorities have partnered up to catch citizens who might be evading taxes. In fact, the Lithuanian tax office has created their own iPhone app so that citizens can easily report on each other. The Lithuanian tax inspectorate says, "We realized we could do more with less and in a shorter time." Hundreds of thousands of dollars are being collected out of an already cash-strapped European public. Last year, over 2,500 citizens turned in other citizens for tax evasion. So this brings a whole new meaning to see something, say something. Look out, the Google Gestapo is coming to a city near you. Go to prisonplanet.tv and sign up. You can share your username and password with up to 10 people. I'm Gigi Arnetta, reporting for InfoWars.com.
And another great report from Gigi Arnetta. Now we move on to some foreign news. Turkey protests. fourth night of violence. Now, Turkish riot police have fired more tear gas at protesters on a fourth night of violent clashes in Ankara and Istanbul. Violent protests have rocked Turkey since Friday when police launched a pre-dawn raid against a peaceful sit-in protesting against plans to develop Istanbul's Taksim Square. In Istanbul, clouds of tear gas in the Besiktas area forced protesters to run for cover. Riot police deployed water cannons to keep protesters back. Now, regardless of whatever you feel about the region, I'm sure you can rest assured, you know, sleep safe here in the U.S. knowing that something like that can never happen here. You know, I'm sure that's going to be the common phrase, even though that did happen, water cannons and the civil rights movement, also dogs as well, and, you know, all these Occupy protesters and college protesters being maced in the face. But, you know, I'm sure nobody cares and thinks anything like that could ever happen in this country. Now we go on to this. Cruz, abolish the IRS. That's Senator Cruz, that is.
It is a manifestation of too much power in the federal government. When the federal government has that much power in our individual lives, it's an invitation to being abused. And I think we ought to abolish the IRS and instead move to a simple flat tax.
Now, I have this from the article. Cruz tweeted that the only way to prevent that conduct from happening again was to get rid of the agency. And to anybody who would say, well, what are you going to do if you get rid of the IRS? Senator Cruz had a very simple scenario. He said, hey, you can fill out your taxes on a postcard. That's right, a postcard. You just put in the necessary information, not all these big forms and, you know, stuff they really don't need to know about you. Fill out your taxes on a postcard and send it in. But, you know, things that actually make sense don't seem to get too far in this country. Now, for our next video, we have this clip of the Tea Party on the Hill protesting, testifying to their discrimination by the IRS.
We expect them to tell the truth. And when you write a letter to the IRS commissioner and he writes you a letter back and says it's not happening, you have to operate on some premise of truth. Acting Commissioner Miller, fired, then retired or resigned. Joseph Grant, resigned. Lois Lerner passed on. She has taken the Fifth Amendment, is now on administrative leave. And just yesterday, newly named commissioner, not yet confirmed, Werfel. His most common answer to the committee yesterday was he did not know, he was not aware, and he would have to get back to them.
I can only speak for what I would like to see done with regard to the whole matter, and that is to get to the truth. And if there is criminal activity, that we have the moral courage to pursue it and not merely to politicize it and say, okay, we'll just apologize. Because we as taxpayers, if we fail to pay our taxes, we get criminal penalties. And so it's not acceptable for the IRS to just say, oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to be involved with the IRS. The IRS is a nightmare.
In addition to the felony charges on our particular issue, I think you need to hold individual responsible and with civil liability to the taxpayers whose disclosures were done so that they can pursue it even if the Department of Justice won't.
Now think about that. We've talked about chilling. This is not being chilling. The American people are frozen with fear. We have gone far beyond being chilling. We have exceeded. We have gone way over what this government is supposed to be able to do. But this is a federal government that agency after agency after agency is out of control.
And then we hear Louise Lerner, who's taken the Fifth, is now allowed to go on vacation, I'll call it.
This is scary, and you're dealing, they always say don't fight City Hall, but at some point you have to stand and fight, or City Hall is no longer what it's supposed to be.
No, it's absolutely illegal. When the government uses the IRS for political purposes, remember, this was part of the Articles of Impeachment in the Nixon administration before he resigned. It's a serious matter, and it's clearly illegal to single us out for disparate treatment based on our political views.
So thank you for what you're doing. Stay the course. Do not give up. And please spread the word to the rest of the American public. Do not be afraid of this government. It is only when we fear the government that we lose. This is a government that is supposed to serve the people. The people are not supposed to serve it. So keep up the fight. We're with you, and we've got your back.
And for even more on the IRS situation, as well as many other topics, we have this special report from Dan Bedondi.
This is Dan Bedondi reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. And we are in Richmond, Rhode Island at a Memorial Day parade. And today we're going to ask the general public's their thoughts on Benghazi, the A&P phone tapping, and also the IRS going after Patriot groups trying to take their tax exemption away. Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good, thanks.
Great. And I've got a first question. Is the IRS a legit government agency?
I don't think so, no.
Well, it is a government organization. They have made some mistakes. But I wouldn't say it is not a legitimate organization as of right now. But that could change in the near future.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and are you aware that the IRS is now denying tax exemption to nonprofit groups such as the Patriot groups and you know, Oath Keepers, for example, here and Tea Parties?
I'm aware that they're reviewing eligibility.
I am aware of that.
Yes, I've heard that.
All right, and do you think Hillary Clinton should be held accountable for her actions in Benghazi?
Who's ever responsible ought to be held responsible, and I think she was Secretary of State. She probably deserved some of the blame or whatever.
I think Hillary Clinton and the whole Obama administration should be held accountable for Benghazi.
I think everybody should be held accountable that had anything to do with that.
Okay, and, do you think the Obama administration should be charged with the Benghazi attack?
No, I do not.
They ought to get to the bottom of it and figure out just what's going on, yeah.
I believe they do. You know, President Reagan said that anything that would happen on his watch with his administration, he would take full responsibility for that. And I think we have not seen that from President Obama, and I really wish he would take full responsibility.
Recently, the Justice Department secretly obtained 2 months of records of reporters and editors from the Associated Press. Do you feel that this is a direct Fourth Amendment violation?
I'm not sure, because I'm also concerned that we're protecting the country against terrorist attacks.
Yes, I do.
I do.
And do you believe that the Justice Department has the authority to violate people's privacy when they see fit?
I do not, but there's also been legislation passed to let parts of government violate our rights.
No, I don't.
No, but again, terrorist attacks have caused us to look more carefully at the line between privacy and protection of our rights as a country, as a sovereign nation.
Now, as you've seen, a lot of people have strong opinions, especially about Benghazi and the IRS. And I want to say happy Memorial Day to everybody out there. Thank you for watching InfoWars. And this is Dan Bedondi reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Another great report from Dan Bedondi. I like that point. I think a lot of people like that point. We'll move on to this. Video captures Jasper, Texas police officers beating women. Just more police brutality all over the top, stuff that nobody needs to have happen to them. Yeah, you can see the video right there on your screen. And you're saying, well, what is this? Yeah, look at that. Bang her head on the floor, take it to the floor, pull her hair, may even hurt her shoulder there the way they were tossing her around. And that's some more footage right there. And you say, well, I'm sure this woman, you know, was some heinous child molesting, murdering, car thief, you know, running people over like Grand Theft Auto. No, she had an unpaid fine of $100. So, you know, you forget to pay your fine or your fee, or maybe just don't even feel like paying it, whatever. This is what can happen to you. Treating like this woman like she's just a complete, you know, like they just found bodies in her basement. Even if they did just find bodies in her basement, she still has rights. But that's what they do to you now. Just for any reason, a long list of police brutality that we've shown you, and I feel very unfortunate that things like that happen, but that's what happens to you. You know, it's just the police state to get you in the system so they can beat you up and teach you, hey, you lay down when we punch you in the face and you don't do anything else about that. Now we'll move on to some different news. Going up north, Como proposed bill to match federal law allowing for abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy. CBS2 has learned that Como will introduce a bill on Tuesday that would allow abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy to protect a woman's health. Oh, I'm sure that does that. The current New York law compounds that tragedy when it happens late in pregnancy by making it a potential crime to provide an abortion to protect her health, Planned Parenthood said. The Reproductive Health Act, Reproductive Health Act, will ensure she can get a safe, legal abortion care she needs. So I'm very, you know, I just don't understand this man, Como, because he doesn't want anybody, especially the children, being killed by guns. But if you kill them before they come out of the womb, that's okay. So I'm not exactly sure this man's state of mind, but I guess it makes sense to him. You know, he seems like a nice, happy, smiling guy. So, kill them before they come out the womb. And I guess you don't have to worry about them getting shot if they kill them while they're still in the womb. And for our last story of the day, we have this. Press shakedown. Labor Department wanted $1 million from AP. According to the Associated Press, which reported today on the widespread use by government officials of secret email accounts, Labor demanded AP pay $1.03 million for costs the department said were involved in retrieving email addresses for political appointees. Those costs included 3 weeks to identify the tapes, ship them to a vendor, and pay each person $2,500 for nearly a month's work. But under the department's own FOIA rules, which cited in this letter to the AP, it is prohibited to charge news organizations any cost except for photocopies after the first 100 pages. So these people are blatantly violating their own rules to charge the AP. And I'm sure anybody who would want to, Fox wanted, you know, these documents, if we here at InfoWars wanted these documents, they would try to charge us $1 million to attain such information, even though it clearly states that they're not supposed to charge you a red cent until you hit 100 pages. And that's the bureaucracy that we are living in currently. Now, for our quote of the day, I just think we should all take a moment and really reflect on what Mr. Kennedy was trying to hit in this quote. Let's take a look. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. That by John F. Kennedy. Now, that brings us to the end of our show tonight. I would like to thank everybody who has been supporting us on PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, go there and get your 15-day free trial. This is a great time to do it because you get all the Bilderberg news right there on the site, as well as the Alex Jones Show and the nightly news, special reports, and so much more right there on PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, that's the end of our show, and I'm Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you next time.